Is change a good thing or a bad thing? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I have a love-hate relationship with change. I love new adventures and trying new things, but I also really like comfort, and I like when things are predictable and stay the same. Thus comes the love-hate relationship with change, and I'm sure you feel the same way. And that is something that we all have to wrestle with throughout our lives, because things do change, right? Well, that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Changes Come, But God Doesn't Change by Emily Acker. The world changed for everyone in 2020. I know my family experienced some big changes in that year. Then, 2021 brought even more changes for us, and in 2022, I lost a family member. Looking back at 2019 now, I had no idea what was to come. I never could have guessed the ways that my life would change between then and now. Change is constant. New leaders come into power, family dynamics shift. There is nothing on this earth that we can be sure will stay the same. God, though, He is never going to change. He is the same God who was present and working in Noah's day. He guided Noah, giving him instructions to build the ark, and He took care of the ark even in the flood. What a peace we can have in knowing that our God is our constant. When a former friend becomes someone entirely different and they're no longer the support they used to be, we can cry out to God. When a family member gets sick, we can rely on God to be with us. When everything seems to be falling apart and when life for us and everyone around us is more of a struggle than it was before, we can know that the God who led the Israelites out of Egypt is the same God who is in control today. He is still reigning, and He sees all of our pain. We can have hope because He loves us. And that love is the reason Jesus died and rose again to free us from sin and death. He will never change. And once we've put our trust in Jesus to save us, His Holy Spirit will help us learn to trust Him in every situation. Through the changes that I have gone through over the past 4 years, God has continued to work in my life. And today, I can say that I feel closer to Him, and I have seen how He doesn't change. His love for me is always there. His peace is always a part of my life. So let's digest this a little bit more together. Jesus has promised to be with us through all the changes we go through, and He invites us to take time to rest in the peace that comes from knowing that He loves us and doesn't change. When life feels turbulent and chaotic, how can you take time to remember God's faithful love and presence? Do you have any favorite Bible verses or stories that help you meditate on these truths? Are there any trusted Christians in your life who you could spend time with, people who care about you and remind you of God's unchanging character? Here's a hint. If no one does come to mind, you can ask God to help you identify someone in the future. As you and I can read in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalms 46, verses 1 through 3, as well as chapter 102, verses 25 through 27, Malachi 3:6, and James 1:17, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you felt like God's been teaching you something new lately? Well, we all need to hear about it. So I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also join us for tomorrow's Devo called Esau and the Prodigal Son with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.